Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 234 for July 20th, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say... I...
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm finishing a junior mint.
It's a junior mint.
I forgot my water.
They're very refreshing.
Hi. I hope you're all doing well. We are, you know, hanging in.
We're hanging.
Got a lot going on.
I don't feel good.
Mr. Scott Atwood has not felt good for a week and a half now.
Yeah, it's been bad.
But we're praying that gets better because
it has to.
We have an expo next week.
In another week and a half, roughly.
Holy cannoli.
Master Choli.
Seriously. Oh, that sounds good. I'm starving, by the way.
Always are when we do the show.
I know, I'm starving. We have the House of Mouse Expo next weekend. And when I say next weekend,
yeah,
it scares me a little bit.
I know, that's why I'm not talking about it.
Okay, let's not talk about it. Okay, so like last week, yours truly is at the helm.
Yes, I'm relinquishing the helm.
Yes, because Scott's got enough going on. Not to mention he hasn't felt so great. So we're going to do it my way.
I thought you were on bust into the full song.
No, nobody needs to hear that. All right. I have really bad chicken scratch notes.
Well, then you're going to have to read
right
that.
Here.
You can't make that out.
And the bad part of it is I don't know if I can read my own writing because,
oh, that's bad.
Because I did it without my glasses on and used a pencil. So,
oh, Lord.
So I don't know how bad it is.
But oh, boy, here we go.
I know.
This show might make it out. This show might not make it out.
Might or might not. Okay. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. We are actually starting off our news with Stranger Things. I'm going right into news and such because we haven't done anything in the past week.
No, we haven't done anything because I've been sick.
Because you've been sick. So you looked at me funny, like, why are we starting with that?
No, because, I mean, unless you're going to say, well, I sat on the couch. I sat on the couch. The chair, sat on the couch. Got some Gatorade, sat on the couch.
Took care of our new dog.
Got some Gatorade.
You, bless your heart. Yeah, you and your Gatorade and bananas.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared of this.
Oh, my God.
12 pounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If we only knew what started all this.
Oh, we know, stupid lettuce. Glad you find so much humor
Damn
in this.
Damn Taco Bell.
Hey, you swore.
Sorry.
This is not the Michelle Atwood podcast where you can just
you know
cross
what?
Up a storm. This is the amazing.
I don't swear a lot on mine either. Sometimes things fly out.
I know.
As long as certain ones don't fly out, we're good.
But yeah, lettuce.
Lettuce. Yeah. Allegedly. Oh, allegedly not lettuce now.
Yeah, and what made it worse is it was the Taco Bell in Michigan where the most cases are coming out of.
Yeah. You know.
And I don't eat Taco Bell.
You shouldn't have had it.
The only reason I did it is because it's cheap and it was close to your parents' house. I didn't want to drive far.
That's what you get for being cheap, Atwood. You know, we have to make light of it.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious. I'm just saying, you know, we just kind of got to roll with it because... It's always something with us.
Yeah, I know.
It is always something.
Yeah, I'm just tired of it.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Depressing.
Well, we're gonna perk you up right now.
Okay, perk me up with what's the news?
We're gonna start with Universal Studios and HHN.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I do like that. That's actually what I'm looking forward to the most right now. Give me a pass the expo. I'm thinking about HHN.
HHN. And walking around and going to haunted houses while you're sweating your butt off because it's still hot.
I love that.
Do you?
I love HHN. There is, even a warm night at HHN is better than any cool night anywhere else. I would rather be at HHN because I love being at that park so much. It's so much fun to me.
It is. You know what? HHN is a really good time. I mean, I can't even lie. It's a good time.
It's hard because I know everybody's like, oh, he's not looking forward to the expo. Because the expo to me is a work weekend. It's nonstop work weekend. So I really don't get to enjoy the expo. But yeah. HHN is something I get to enjoy. And I look forward to it.
Hey, you said you didn't want to talk about the expo.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just saying why HHN is something I look so much forward to. I just can't wait for it to get here. And I can't wait for the next announcement.
Okay. Are you done now?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So they announced, so we previously reported that they have a Stranger Things haunted house mm-hmm. this year. Well, they announced a Stranger Things show last week.
Yep.
And from what I read, it is going to be like a laser type of show over the water.
Oh, so it's
going
to take place at their nighttime show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. That mm-hmm. That's what I am hearing. That's what the internets are saying.
Okay.
So that'll be something kind of cool. I don't think, in the times we've been to HHN, I don't ever remember there being a fireworks or laser show.
They just started doing that last year. So last year was the first year where they added extras besides the houses, besides the stage show in the arena, and besides the scare zones. Last year they added stuff over the water, but the night we went was pouring down rain.
That's true.
So they didn't do the show that night. But it was a new feature they added last year, a show over the water area with lasers and fireworks and all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, and that explains why we didn't see it, because we always happen to pick a rainy night to go.
Yep.
Not on purpose.
No, it just falls down.
It doesn't matter what night we pick. It's going to be like, okay,
it's a hurricane weekend.
Or like, yeah, 2 years ago it was a hurricane. Yeah. So yeah, fun. So they had two new scare zones. I got to read my handwriting.
I understand.
Carnival of Nightmares and Sideshow of Decay. Is that what I wrote? That is nasty. I don't know why it seems like this year, like, I feel like it's going to be kind of gross. Like,
I would say that's
and like Killer Clowns or something. They're doing a scare zone of that too.
Yes. And you know what? So the first year I went to HHN after we moved here, actually the first time I ever went, it was a year that Killer Clowns from Outer Space had a scare zone. And me and Andrew went, you and Aiden did not go.
We did not.
And it was actually a fun little scare zone. Now, that was the same year that they had 1984. It was New Year's Eve 1984. You saw all the musicians from 84 come back.
See, I would have liked
which
that.
Was really cool. But Killer Clowns from Outer Space was one of the scare zones. It was over by a Transformer area between Transformers and Mel's.
Yep.
And it was a really good little fun scare zone. And Andrew loved Killer Clowns, so it was kind of a cool thing that he got to do that. And I kind of filmed him going back and forth through it all. So.
I don't care what kind of a clown. I don't like them. I've never liked clowns.
Yeah, but those ones are just, if you ever watch those movies, you would probably these are absolutely ridiculous.
No, okay.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay, just picture it. We're walking through a scare zone, all right?
Yeah.
And I see a scare actor walking towards me, and they don't look scary whatsoever.
Right.
Okay. Not at all.
Right.
And I think they're going to pass me and they do like a bleh, like in my face. I hate that. And it's not that I'm scared of them. It's the startling.
Because you walk where you're always looking around, like your head is on a swivel because you're afraid that somebody's going to get you from some angle.
Well, yeah.
What's the trick I told you through the scare zone?
Look through a camera.
Look through your camera. The actors will go towards your camera because they want to get you good video. They won't scare you necessarily. They'll scare your camera.
But then wouldn't I still be startled?
I don't know. Would you? I don't get startled when they scare my camera. Actually, I don't get startled that much anyway.
I just it's so weird how I have a love-hate with HHN.
But you've learned. So the first year you went, you hated
terrible.
It. You hated it.
Yeah, but I hated it, but I felt like I would try it again. Just like, you know, spicy like potato chips.
Well, I remember. So the first year we went, it was Ghostbusters, I think,
mm-hmm.
One of their first
and
houses.
And Stranger Things,
the first time. And then we went into Universal Monsters, and that's where you were done. And it was the original Universal Monsters house. It was the first one where you had Dracula, Frankenstein, werewolf, creature. It was really a good one.
Yeah, it was fantastic. But If I leave one crying, I'm just not about it. I don't know. It's the startling thing, and it hurts my nerves. I feel like I'm going to jump out of my skin.
Yeah. All I know is last year, from the minute they announced HHN, and then they announced a certain house, you're like, no way, on HE double hockey sticks, I am going in the house. I don't care if you drag me in. I don't care what. I'm not. Nope. Not. Nope. 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 Not going to do it. First house we went into last year, Terrifier.
There was a lot of peer pressure on that one.
But you don't have to give in.
Everybody else was going. What am I going to do?
Jackie would have backed out with you.
No, because she said, we're going to face our fears together. Now, when she said that to me, I knew backing out was not the right thing to do. And I'm glad I did it, but I had Paula in front of me as a guide. It's just one of those things that if you're scared, you got to figure out ways to get through it.
Well, and the Terrifier house wasn't really a scary house. It was gross.
It was gross, and I don't like that freaking clown.
The smell was horrible.
Yeah, it smelled awful.
Yeah.
But I don't like the clown.
Art the clown?
I do not like him at all. So yeah, and then there's going to be, now we're recording on Monday night, so by the time you listen to this, there's supposed to be another announcement tomorrow.
Could be, yes.
And should we speculate or not?
And it's a house, right? So this will be the ninth house announced. Rumors are floating that it is an Ozzy Osbourne house.
Yeah, so either this one, they got like two more big houses to announce, and it could, one of the two could be Ozzy.
I'm guessing the other one's gonna be Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And that's a definite no. That's a no.
And the only reason I say that is because when the first merchandise dropped for HHN this year, there was Chainsaw
Leatherface?
Massacre. Yeah, there was Leatherface apparel.
Okay.
So that made me think from the beginning that house. See, I thought that would have been one of the first ones they announced since they dropped that apparel.
Well, wouldn't that be ruining a surprise?
But that's the other thing. So, like, I think it was last year they had Chucky merchandise, but there was no Child's Play house.
True.
So it could just be a ploy to make you think that's coming, and it doesn't.
Okay, and I will. Okay, Ozzy house I would go in because it's like it's supposed to be the tribute to Ozzy's music. Okay, fine. I'm going to tell you right now, and I mean this one. Like, no peer pressure, no nothing. If they have a Chainsaw Massacre house, I'm not going in because I don't like the sound of chainsaws.
I know.
I will not.
I hope, and it might not be this year, and Chainsaw Massacre might not be the house. Might not be.
I'm not going anyway.
And Ozzy, we don't know 100% for sure. We're
that was a leak.
It was a leak, and we're hoping. But we shall see.
We'll see
now, I will say that when they do a tribute house, it's usually a good tribute to the person. So last year, the one they did at Bray Wyatt, I thought was a really good tribute to Bray Wyatt. And that was probably one of my favorite houses last year. I wish they would do a house where you took all the 80s horror icons. So Jason, Freddy, Michael, Leatherface, and put them in one house. Different rooms,
kind of like Universal Monsters, how they have all these people together,
yes.
Like do an 80s type of thing,
an 80s retro horror house, because they bring all these characters in their own individual house. Now it could be because of legalities they can't mix and match. Now I know they did a Freddy and Jason house a few years back.
Yeah,
they did the Freddy and Jason movie.
Right,
that's probably how they really get by that. I don't know if they could put Michael and Leatherface in with the other two. But it would be interesting to see. Now, I don't know who else. I think you would need a fifth one. I'm not sure who you could pick a fifth one out of the 80s.
I just thought of something.
Huh.
You know what would be super awful?
What?
And I don't know if they've done it. They probably have, but a Saw house.
I don't know if they have or not, but that would be... You want to talk about a house that could really mess with your mind.
Exactly.
Or a Final Destination house. Where you see different scenes of things happening to the...
But, like, they would have the little jigsaw and, you know, you want to play a game or whatever he says. Yeah, no. That's a no. There's all kinds of weird stuff they could do. But anyway, so moving on from that, we're going to find out.
Yep, we'll find out tomorrow.
We shall see. Okay, I might not want to go in order of my scribbles here.
Just don't skip some. Or don't forget to go back to it.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about the magic of Disney animation in the courtyard.
Yes, the new area, the new Hollywood, Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Got a date. It's September 14th.
You sure?
I had to look.
I believe it is September 14th. I am very excited about this opening.
Yes. It can only add to what they got going on at the new courtyard.
The courtyard is probably one of the best parts in all of Walt Disney World right now, I would have to say.
That's a big statement.
It really is, though. I really love that courtyard so much because that's the closest you probably get to Burbank.
Yeah, I would say. The way they have it set up, it's kind of cool. I mean, we've never been Burbank.
No, but from what I've seen of pictures and stuff, it just kind of has that feel of what that looks like.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll see. But September 14th, y'all. That's when it
opens. Y'all.
Y'all. All right. So next, I'm just picking and choosing.
I can see.
Hey.
It's like throwing darts at a piece of paper.
It really is like throwing darts. What do I want to talk about next? I want to talk about like the smaller things first. Okay, so Disney announced they are collabing with the NFL for football merchandise.
Yeah, but they didn't show all the teams. They showed eight teams, and I don't care about any of those eight.
Right. I mean, they were trying to give you an idea of what character was going to represent which team, but I feel like they should have put them all out there.
Right.
Or, I mean, come on. They didn't show the Lions. Now, the thing that made me mad about that is that the Lions don't suck anymore to where, like, they should be on there. Like, before, I get it. Lions
for
weren't
many
on nobody's
years,
stuff.
We never got any of those
right.
special. We were never shown
no
any of those
recognition
special things.
Yeah. At all.
I think ours is going to be Simba.
I think it's going to be Simba, too.
So, a couple years back, and we put it out, there was somebody who created Disney characters as NFL mascots. And he did all 32
that.
Teams, and we put it out. And he had Simba as the Lions mascot then. And ironically, a lot of the ones he had are the ones they've used so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see. I think it's got to be Simba.
I know. I can't think of another lion that could represent them as well.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out, though.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Okay. In addition to that kind of merchandise, today, Disney showed a peek of their Halloween line this year. And, of course, there's Mickey Pumpkins Ahoy. And I am very, very happy about that because I love me a good Mickey Pumpkin.
You do.
But they have, of course, a spirit jersey. They have a hockey jersey this year instead of a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They have, Crocs, of course. The magic band, plush, a little cute little wristlet thingy that I think I might need, depending on how much it costs. But a lot of cute stuff that's coming out. But what I found interesting is they are putting it online, on Disney Store Online on July 27th, I want to say. It's okay. In the article I wrote if anybody wants to go look and see the photos. Normally, when there's a merch drop, it goes to the parks first. And people, because the only reason why I know this is people ask me, when's it going to be online?
Right, right.
And they're doing a little switcheroo this time. And to me, that's pretty smart.
Oh, it's very smart, actually. I do know some t-shirts have dropped in the parks already.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween stuff starting to appear crazily.
But those t-shirts that go on the walls, on the folding tables. Yeah, that usually. But I'm talking about like the whole line.
Well, you know what I like about that though. So if you're going to one of the parties, and let's say you're going to one of the first Halloween parties, now you can get your Halloween merch before you come into the party, and it also destroys the shoppers.
Bingo.
I don't.
So
like
people can go get their own stuff online.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be everything, but they did. They did show a lot. They showed pajamas. They showed all kinds of stuff. So I believe that the stuff that's in that article will be online.
Will be online.
So I know I'm going to look. The only thing that bums me out is how you don't get your pass holder deal.
And that's where it's actually really smart for Disney because they're making full price off that stuff. Where if they wait till it all drops in the park, all the pass holders get the discount.
Oh, that's poor. Long-suffering pass holders. We get less and less, you know?
Yeah, we get a lot of nice perks, though.
Yeah.
We go to parks whenever we want to.
Well, yeah. We just haven't lately because, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, next on the wheel. Just spinning.
Wheel. Oh.
Okay. So, that's really no big deal. But, okay. A Lego Star Wars Mandalorian show.
Yes, they are
Disney
going
Plus.
To, right, so Star Wars and Lego have done a lot of shorts, I guess you could call them, for lack of a better word, of the different, and they create their own little storyline, and they're usually very funny. It's not meant to be serious in any aspect. They're usually jokes and funny things. I remember 1 year ago with the Emperor, and he was just funny. It wasn't scary at all. So they're actually doing this Mandalorian. The picture, though, that they keep showing is the one of Mando looking at Grogu in his bassinet.
His bassinet.
Which is the scene when we first learn of Grogu in the very first Mandalorian episode.
The baby.
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be something that people are interested
in. And that starts streaming. Mandalorian Grogu movie starts streaming on Disney Plus, I believe, tomorrow.
Goodness gracious. All right. So next up, I'm trying to pull out things that towards the end that we'll talk more about, because there's one in particular that's going to be longer. Okay. Sad news. Brenda Fricker, who was the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2, passed away this week. I believe she was 81.
Yes.
And, you know, when you're fans of different movies and such, sometimes, like, when you open your phone or whatever and you see something like that, you just go, aw.
Yeah.
And for me, and I think a lot of people out there, the Pigeon Lady was my favorite part of Home Alone 2.
I would agree. The relationship with her and Kevin.
I love her.
Really good, yeah.
And it's like one
and
of
you
the...
you feel bad for her.
You do. And you want to, like, go and help her.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that she was, you know, Christmas morning, she was back feeding the birds, and he came and gave her the other dove.
Right.
The
turtle dove.
Yeah. And she, the only reason she, you know, she was heartbroken so badly that, and she just didn't want to deal with people anymore.
No, she didn't trust people anymore.
Yeah. I love her calm and sweet demeanor in that movie. And I think that a lot of people feel that way, and it's very sad that she's gone. And, you know, okay, so somebody put up, because, you know, AI is everywhere.
Right.
All right. So they put up, like, a list of Home Alone characters that are no longer with us, and it was startling because both the mom and dad are gone.
John Candy's gone.
John Candy's gone. The guy who was the elderly neighbor,
yes,
apparently he's gone. Oh, and now the pigeon lady.
Yeah.
And there might have been somebody else up there. I don't know. But to see, like, all these characters together, and they were, like, standing, like, behind some, like, pearly gates or whatever. Oh, my God.
And I'm sure the old guy from the movie that Kevin always plays, the gangster.
Oh,
I gotta
believe,
because he was old then, so I gotta believe he's probably gone too. Because those gangster scenes were filmed just for Home Alone.
Right, they weren't real.
They weren't real movies.
But yeah, it just for I don't know. You know how I am about time going by too fast,
right?
And when I see stuff like that, it hurts my heart.
Yeah,
because it's like, how can this be?
Right,
and these movies that so many of us grew up with, and they still get played every Christmas.
Multiple times a day.
They still feel relevant. Like, when I watch Home Alone, let's say, Home Alone 2.
Right.
I don't think about, okay, that was like Home Alone 2 was in the 90s.
Right.
For whatever reason, a lot of movies still feel relevant to me.
I think because of how good they were made. That was a John Hughes movie, which stands the test of time.
Right. So. And you just don't think about how old people are now. Or if they're not here.
John Hughes is gone.
John Hughes is gone.
I mean,
I don't know. It just made me really sad. But, you know, God bless her. She was, you know, really beloved character.
Mm-hmm.
And she had quite a career.
She did have quite a career. I still remember her from So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
She's Mike's mom in that movie. And it's hilarious.
It's just very sad. Okay, let's move on. I forgot where merchandise went. There's going to be a Hatbox Ghost popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
And it's going to start out at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times, if we go by what happens in the past, most times they get the good stuff first, then we get it.
Right.
So just because it starts at Disneyland doesn't mean that Walt Disney World is not going to get it.
And technically, starts could be a day. It could start there on a Tuesday and be here Wednesday. I mean,
sure.
Honestly, it could be that way. We don't know what's going to happen. They like to tell you, oh, it's going to be in Disneyland first. So get out there, get it. But then it should eventually show up here.
Or, like, you kind of flip out and you try to get somebody to buy it for you and this and that. And all of a sudden it's here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's always good, in my opinion, just if I go by what's happened in the past, to kind of wait a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll probably be here.
We have enough friends who are going to Disneyland throughout the Halloween season that right. probably somebody will grab it if we ask them to.
Yeah, because Hatbox Ghost, I love him. He's my favorite. Okay. All right. Next up, speaking of Disneyland in that area, D23 info. Like all the panels and everything had come out. And we found out that Neil Patrick Harris is doing the parks panel this year.
Yep.
And I couldn't possibly tell you the schedule because there's too much.
It's a lot. And I mean, it's a whole lot. What I will tell you, though, is we created a tab on our site. If you go to the mainstreetmouse.com, the very first menu item says D23, the ultimate Disney fan experience. If you click on that, it is a summary. Basically, it pulls in every one of our D23 articles for this year. Mm. So you can go through there, and if you need to catch up, if you want to know the panel schedule, if you want to know the merchandise, if you want to know things like that, who's going to be the legends, you can click on that tab, and then you will see, we basically pull all the blogs into that one for you to be able to find what you need to click on.
So one is like one-stop shopping.
Yeah, it's one-stop shopping for D23, and we're keeping that updated. As new D23 stuff drops, we're updating. Adding it to the top of that one and just keep saving it. So if you want to go and bookmark that tab, you could use that to keep track of what's coming out for D23 throughout the season.
Yeah, being at D23 is in, you know, just pinch less than a month.
Yeah. 14, 15, 16,
I believe. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be coming up quick. And it's such a big event. When they put out information, sometimes we open it and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a whole
like all the panel or all the different panels and such that they put out, not just the big ones at the Honda Center, but the little ones throughout the weekend.
And the little ones aren't necessarily little.
No, you know? They're just little compared to the Honda Center.
Right. Because and this year I've noticed that there are some really good panels happening at the actual Anaheim Convention Center.
And some of them, sadly, are happening at the same time the big panel's happening at the Honda Center.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why they did that.
Yeah, because there's one definitely I wanted to go to, which would be the Muppets with Seth MacFarlane hosting it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is at the exact same time, I believe, the Parks panel is going on.
See, and you can't... We have to be watching the Parks panel.
And even if both of us aren't at the Honda Center for the Parks panel, the other one has to be ready to help push stuff out as the news drops because it's so much news dropping so quickly.
And it's going to be all big news. Yeah. I mean, that's where, as most know, D23 is the Parks panel is when we find out all the major news of what's going on.
Like when they walk out, 12 more cruise ships.
Yeah, 12 more cruise ships.
All within 2 years. I mean, that's
I mean, because a lot of the stuff they announced 2 years ago isn't really happening yet or is just starting.
We're still waiting for Mary Poppins at Epcot.
I think you're going to be waiting a long time. That was like 19.
They need to bring that one back. I still think it's a great idea. And I think it's something that they should reconsider and bring it back. Maybe with Josh in charge now, maybe he will try to pull that one
back.
But
remember they had the whole preview center thingy in Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yep.
And that's when Guardians was just a twinkle in our eye. Yep. Now it's big and huge and it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. Hatbox Ghost, check. D23, check. Okay, the new Mickey Mouse Club is coming back.
Yeah, it's they're bringing back now. This will be the third version of that show over the, I think it was 71 years
since
the first version came out. So we're going to see what's going to happen.
They're bringing it back.
The day they dropped, I was actually on the phone with Dale from the new Mickey Mouse Club of the 90s that same day, talking to him about it. And he had asked me if I had seen the announcement and such. And I told him I did. But we didn't talk a lot about it because I guess they're not allowed to say anything if they knew about it ahead of time or whatever.
Probably not.
But we are going to have some of those members at the House Mouse Expo.
We are. I know Scott doesn't want to talk about House Mouse Expo, but we are having a Mickey Mouse Club reunion.
Yes.
That you're not going to want to miss. It's going to be a good time.
And three members of the party will be there.
And three members of the party are going to be there. You know the party. They had some songs in the 90s.
Yeah, they had some hits.
So go to houseofmouseexpo.com.
Yes. But yeah, a new. They've already got, I think, 11 cast members for this new Mickey Mouse Club. And a lot of them are already doing other Disney stuff. So I think in the past, with like the 90s one, the kids weren't known. But now with this new cast, a lot of them have done
some that people know who they are.
I think almost all of them have done other Disney work. There's
I saw pictures of these kids, and I don't know who they are.
I didn't know who they were either, but I remember reading it, and it said, like, this person was in this, this person was in this. So it's almost like they're building their dream Mickey Mouse Club out of the folks that are already working with them.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay. So I put out something today about photos of the new live-action Tangled.
Yes.
Because, of course, there's leaks on X. Mm-hmm. Of the set. Now it's filming over in Spain. I know.
A German movie being done by an American studio.
I don't know where they
in Spain.
Yeah, just go with it.
Okay.
All right. So they showed photos of the set. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I showed a picture of them building the tower.
Yes.
But now it was like, you know, you can see how they're setting up what the village is going to be.
Right, right.
People are mad that the sun banners look blue in the back.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can change that.
Yeah, they could change that in post-production or whatever. Make them purple.
You can't change too much, man, because people are going to revolt.
People will go nuts. And a color does mean a lot to the Tangled fans because their colors are purple and yellow. And that would be no different than if they took Cinderella and all of a sudden she's just wearing... green.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't change Cinderella to green.
No, you can't. But that's Disney. So, they showed the first photos of the actors that are Flynn and Rapunzel in their costumes. Well, you saw Rapunzel's hair.
Which put on. It did look a lot like the animated
He really
version.
Does.
Yeah.
That's Milo Manheim. Now, he is from Zombies. He's on Disney Channel, Disney Plus.
He does a live tour with them, too, doesn't he? He goes on live tour.
I think so. But he is like, I'm sorry. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But I think that he was a great choice for Flynn.
And he was one of the ones you really didn't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, we don't because we don't have little ones
right,
that watch
but even
stuff.
But anybody who saw like original Tangle and the huge Tangle fans might not have gone, who? When they announced it,
well,
but then once they see him, they're like, okay, he can pull this off, and he can become Flynn.
So the girl that's playing Rapunzel was a big who for a lot of people because she's kind of done some acting like overseas. She's not well known,
which I think is good.
Yes, because she's going to be.
Well, no, I mean, it's good when you get somebody who's not as widely known because then you bring them in as a known actress or actor, and then people automatically relate that to whoever else they played. They were this and this character, but they didn't do it the same way they did that. You know, it's like, don't compare them. They're two different characters.
Look at when they put Angelina Jolie in as Maleficent, and a lot of people didn't like her for different reasons. And then some people did, but they couldn't picture her doing that, and she did just fine. So, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you don't want to prejudge anything. And I think with this girl being, you know, relatively not super popular, then... that helps.
Well, yeah, because you have to watch her and understand her as the character. She is Rapunzel. She is not herself in that
role.
And
she's Rapunzel how Disney tells her to play Rapunzel.
Exactly.
It's not like she goes in there and is like, I'm changing this up.
As long as she keeps her mouth shut about other stuff.
Don't run your mouth, Snow White. And don't change the story up too
not
much.
Not at all.
Because Snow White was a hot mess express because they changed too much in the story. Now, my hope is that Disney learned from that mess and Tangled is going to be more true to the story.
Right.
I think it needs to be.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Pascal's actually going to be a fire-breathing dragon.
Oh,
but
awesome.
Other than that, the rest of the story is about the same.
Okay, perfect. So, speaking of live action, it was announced that there's going to be a live action Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, they're actually working on a script right now for that. And the writer who's doing it, you might remember, he was on Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead.
But and he was really good on that show when we watched it. We stopped watching it about the second or third season of that. But he was really good on
that.
He's
apparently on a lot of other shows that we don't watch. But a very, very good actor. My only thing, though, so when we put that out, as soon as we put it out, somebody in the comments said, enough with the live actions. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want them to make a Tangled.
No.
Because I don't want them to screw it up.
Right.
But, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And then they pull Princess of the Frog. I don't know. But, okay, follow me for a second.
Okay.
So, no more live actions. But a lot of the original content that they're doing hasn't done so great either. So people, what do people want? They don't want remakes, but then some of the new stuff, people are like, meh, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope because some of the remakes or some of the live action have done well.
Yeah.
But more of them have not than have.
People are just tired of it.
They are. And it's, everybody keeps saying original content, but when they do original content, it's not as up to the same caliber as original content was 10 years ago.
Yeah, maybe that's it, because like the older stuff people still love. And
they do.
And they, like a few years back, was it 19, when Encanto came out, they got lucky there. That took off.
Yes.
Like Moana took off. But a lot of other little like movies and things.
Really? Yeah, a lot of them, like Luca, didn't do as well as they had hoped. Turning Red didn't do as well as they had hoped.
Or the one with the dragon.
Oh, Raya, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they didn't, I guess you can't really say $400 million is a bad thing, but when they spend more than that between creating the film, marketing the film, paying everybody who's in the film, those fees really add up. And that's, we did a breakdown for Moana a couple weeks ago before the movie, when it came out with the Rotten score and they said it was going to lose probably $100 million. People were like, well, yeah, but it made $400 million. But when they figure out the budget of what it costs to make the movie, $100 million for marketing the movie, all these other things, Rock wasn't cheap. I mean, those monies add up.
When you look at the books, yeah, so you know, and figure the numbers.
Right. A studio, if you look at Toy Story, who may have already crossed over the $1 billion mark at 6 weeks out, I think it is. And only the second movie this year to hit a billion. The other one was Super Mario Brothers.
And, you know, so, Disney really marketed the heck out of Toy Story. Like,
and they were smart.
They've been talking about that all year. Yeah.
I think that's the problem. I think they should have waited on Moana. The live action.
Maybe.
I think it was too close to Toy Story.
Oh, yeah. Good
Toy
point.
Toy Story is still riding a big wave.
Yeah.
Why would you throw something else out there when Toy Story is still riding high? You know? Knowing what else you have coming out. In just 2 weeks, Marvel's dropping Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Ride that wave. Don't put something in the middle that could tank. Don't think it's going to take off just because it's not like... It's not like you watch a show at 8 o'clock and you watch a show at 10 o'clock, so put the show that nobody watches at 9 so people will just watch it. That's not how movies work.
That's how TV shows work.
That's how TV works, but not how movies work. So don't put out something in the middle that might not do as well.
Yeah, I don't know. And the thing is that people that I know that have seen Moana said they liked it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of
people. It's the timing.
Yeah, it's the timing, I think. And I just think they should have waited. Wait till there's a lull in the movies. Wait till you don't really have anything coming out. And then drop it.
Do you think they were trying to get these movies out ahead of the holiday season? Because holiday movies, you know, Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, it's always been like people go to the movies.
No studio is going to want to compete with what's going to happen in December.
Oh, because of Endgame, which also,
Doomsday.
Yeah.
And then September,
Doomsday,
you do
apologies.
Have, in September, you have Endgame going back into studios with new scenes.
See, I'm all confused. So Endgame is in the fall, and then...
Doomsday is in the,
Doomsday.
In the winter.
So that trailer dropped today, and all the Marvel fans are talking about it. What did you think of it?
I love the trailer. Actually, I want more. To me, it was fantastic to see all these different hero teams come together, all these different characters come together. And in the trailer, you see them fighting each other at points. You know, so like seeing Gambit from the X-Men and then Shang-Chi battling it out. Was just fun to watch because these are two heroes, but they're fighting and we don't know why they're fighting. There's so much we don't know about Doomsday yet.
Well, they put out enough to get people, like you said, you don't know why this is happening or that's happening, but they want you to watch the movie to find out.
I love that Thor is giving the overall spiel. So in the previous movies, Captain America was the
narrator.
Go team. You know, go team. We're going to do this. We're going to do it all. And after Endgame, we no longer had Cap in the Marvel Universe because he went back in time and never came back to the current
so confusing.
State. But then to hear Thor and just the words he says, and if you haven't seen the trailer, I do suggest go watching the trailer. But just some of the things he talks about, how he's, because Thor's been fighting, he's Norwegian, he's been fighting Nordic mythology for hundreds, thousands of years. So to hear him say, I battled tougher people, nobody has scared me as much as this adversary. So, but he said, I fought with stronger people who are stronger than all of us combined, and they died. So we have to fight together to defeat this enemy, or we won't win. So he's very, that voice of hearing Thor talk, that you also at the very beginning, a lot of people were wondering whose voice is at the beginning of the trailer, because it's not Thor's, and it's a voice that maybe sounds familiar, but you can't figure it out. It is Dr. Doom talking. It's Robert Downey Jr., but he's talking with an accent.
Okay.
So, and a lot of people didn't catch that. So,
All right. We
shall see. I'm excited for it, though.
I can tell.
I am. I wish it was December already. And that's why no theater is going to want it. No movie studio is going to have a movie big enough to come out and go against that, I don't think.
Oh, no. I mean, they're already getting people pumped, and it's working.
They put on sale today something called Infinity Vision. It's $50 a ticket. You get the movie. You get two like mystery items with the movie, like some kind of prizes or something like that for seeing the movie. But it's $50 a ticket. Those are going to sell out.
Of course they will.
Every theater. Opening night will sell out everywhere. I will be at opening night. I will.
Sure you will.
So, yeah, I will stop eating for 2 weeks to make sure we have the money so I can go to opening night, because I cannot miss that film.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Moving on. All right, let's talk about something else that's got people all twisted up. Lorcana cards.
Oh, boy.
So a release came out the other day. Mm-hmm. It was Attack Vine.
Attack of the Vine.
Yeah, Attack of the Vine. Whatever.
So this adds the Monsters, Inc. up and turning red characters into the Lorcana game.
Okay. So that morning that it was released. Mm-hmm. Now, both Walt Disney World at Disney Springs and Downtown Disney at Disneyland had ridiculous amounts of crowds. Lines that were outside the vicinity of where, not even in Downtown Disney, like on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, there was a line to get into Disney Springs just to you know, stand in line for Lorcana.
Yep.
I knew that Lorcana is a big thing, but it seems as though it's the collectors it's more collectors than game players. I think it's half and half.
Yeah, I'd say more.
Because you got people that just want those coveted cards or just want to be the first to have a set. And they will stand in line and they will fight the crowds. It reminds me of like a toy at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And parents going to get whatever, like the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah, Disney and Ravensburger coming together in Lorcana, I think, as a business decision, it's probably one of the best business decisions Disney's made in years, because getting into the gameplay, the card game playing, is just a whole nother species of people, we could say. I mean, these people, they want these cards. Each card means something different in gameplay. And there's competitive Lorcana tournaments that are sanctioned by Ravensburger where you win lots of money.
Uh-huh.
Lots of, like, tens of thousands of dollars if you win. If you have to win a sanctioned tournament, then from the sanctioned tournament, you go on to, like, a regional tournament. From there, you go to, I mean, you just keep riding the ranks. But if you don't have the right cards in your arsenal to fight with, you can't win.
Right, and that's why you go stand in line.
That's why you go stand in line to try to get these cards. So I'm fortunate enough that Ravensburger sends me a box of cards for review, and to put out on our social media and to show some of the cards and things like that. And I got my set this week. And I think the cards are fantastic. I think they're great collector's pieces. They're all hand-drawn. That's why I think the collectors like them also, is because they're drawn by people and they're not just like printed from a machine.
Yeah, it was surprising to see. I mean, I knew it was popular. Because we could tell from Festival of the Arts and what happened there. But I was really surprised to see how many people were waiting for these cards.
Well, that's our friend Brian, who you might know as he's Maui. At the House of Mouse Expo, he's always been Maui. But he runs like the Lorcana tables for us at the House of Mouse Expo. And he was actually down there when the cards dropped at Disney Springs. And he called me and he said, Scott, he goes, the line snaked all the way through World of Disney and out the door. And he said the parking was insane. And he stayed at a Disney Springs hotel so he could get in there a little bit earlier to get what he wanted. And he still said he had a hard time. Stuff was sold out. So as he was leaving, he told people in line what was sold out and what was left, because people are waiting in line hours. There. He said there was only one thing left by the time he left. And he said there was probably still a mile or two of people.
Oh, Lord. That's a lot.
That would be depressing, to wait in line all that time. Now, I know they did fix it, because people used to go camp out at like 2 in the morning.
Okay.
And then Disney changed the rule that you can't get there before 7 a.m.
And that's the same thing with the pin trading people. Yes. The pin trading were trying to camp out too.
Yeah. So they've eliminated that. They're not allowing you to have that. Just because you're willing to stay up all night doesn't you get... Why do you get the advantage? It should be
because you're sitting on the cement all night.
There is no way on earth.
I sat on the cement for concert tickets when I was a kid, but I don't know if I could...
I don't know.
There isn't really anything that I need that bad that I would do that for, I don't think.
No, and I've become a collector with Lorcana, not necessarily a play, because I don't understand the gameplay. Right. I need Brian to explain it to me one of these days. But I have become the collector of the cards, because I think the cards just look nice.
Right. So, and they are cool.
Yeah, they are really cool. And this new set, I had probably like 15 different Tangled cards that I got in my box when I pulled them.
Oh, nice.
So as I was going through, I was kind of setting them aside. As I was going to see which so
I could see them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're cool. I like the cards. I think they're really nice.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Okay, so one of the things that you wrote about this week I thought was worth speaking about, and it was about the Wall Street study about Marvel and Star Wars getting off Disney Plus.
Yes. Yeah, that was a they're trying to say that Disney Plus is kind of ruining those franchises,
mm-hmm.
because they're coming out with too much. Mm-hmm. And they really are. They're expanding. I get it. They're expanding the universe big. But they're taking away what the movies are about. So like Mandalorian and Grogu coming to the movie theater did not do as well as they had hoped. And it's the lowest grossing Star Wars film ever.
You can sit at home and watch like the TV show.
And we know Mando and Grogu from television already.
Yes.
And the movie, I liked the movie. I thought the movie was great. Should it have been in theaters? I don't think so. I think it should have been another season of Mando and Grogu. Or The Mandalorian, rather, not just Mando and Grogu.
Right. Okay, so what makes me sad about all of this is, so I talked about something on my show last week about mall culture.
Mm-hmm.
And about how, like, online shopping is killing shopping malls.
Yeah.
And how the stuff that we grew up with is gradually going away.
Right.
Okay. So we could take that same philosophy and put it to movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because before COVID, going out to the movies with your family, going to see a matinee, what did we do with the boys all the time? Movies.
Every Disney movie that came out.
Every Disney movie. Or we would plan. Or you and Andrew would go to those little fan nights where you get a pin or whatever. Right. I mean... waiting for a movie to open, mm-hmm. and going to the show to see it with your popcorn, your pop, and it was an event. It was. And then all these streaming services popped up. And then, like, look at Tiger King over
COVID. Yeah.
Everybody and their mother was talking about Joe Exotic.
Yep.
And Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Those type of shows, because you got to remember, when we were stuck at home, that's all we had.
That was it.
Was streaming.
And delivery of food.
Yes. And a lot of Lysol.
Yeah.
We didn't have those luxuries to go out and do things.
Right.
But then people got used to staying home.
Yep.
And when we could go back out and do things, people stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get carry out all the time.
Right.
So, I have a point here, I promise you. The movies never made a recovery from that.
Right.
Because streaming, because the big wigs doing streaming were like, oh, okay. Well, people are going to sit home and watch this.
Right.
There are certain movies that, even on streaming, that you have to pay for.
Right.
They're not free.
Right.
And then, when a movie does come out in the theaters, within like 6 weeks, it's going to streaming.
Yeah. Or Mando and Grogu tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be hitting.
I don't understand. It's like they've killed their own business.
They have.
And I agree with what this study had said, because Star Wars and Marvel movies were an event.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're creating all these other little offshoots of shows, people are getting a little less excited about movies.
Yeah, one of the things the study said, too, is it analyzed what people were watching on Disney Plus, new versus older content. And it looks like a lot of people are watching the older content movies. They're not watching a lot of the newer things. They're watching the older stuff. So it's like, why have it there if it's not really serving the purpose that you're having it there? You know what I'm saying? It's not bringing people. Stranger Things is what made it for Netflix.
Yeah.
Everybody signed up for Netflix because they had to watch Stranger Things.
Yep.
Disney, I think Disney was trying to use that same philosophy. Oh, well, we're going to release all these Marvel series and all these Star Wars series directly to our Disney Plus, and people are going to pay us a monthly fee to watch it. But the problem was people would sign up for a trial, watch it, and cancel it.
I think they changed that now. You can't do that anymore.
There's always ways around it, though.
But you're right. People were signing up. They got a lot of people to sign up for Disney Plus and whatever else. And Disney Plus did come out around the time of the pandemic, like right before that.
Right before.
So, yeah, I just, are they killing their own franchises?
I think that's killing it, but I also think, and I saw somebody post this the other day on one of the movie articles we put out, and the gentleman said, he goes, yeah, I can't go to the movies now with me, my wife, and our two children, and it's $100.
Yeah.
Between tickets,
yep,
popcorn, something to drink, $100. And we're still going to be hungry after the theater. We're going to have to eat dinner or make something when we get home. He goes, we're going to see a movie that, may or may not be good, or we wait for it to come on streaming where we pay $15.99 or $16.99 a month. All of us can watch it. We can pause it if we need to.
Pop your own popcorn.
We can pop our own popcorn. We can order a pizza, and it's going to be way cheaper than that $100 going to sit in a movie theater and do it that way. So, yeah, I think the movie theaters and then the streaming services are killing the movie industry in that aspect. There is still big things. Look at Toy Story 5, has done $1 billion at the box office. Fantastic. Super Mario Brothers did $1 billion. There is no doubt in my mind that Doomsday is going to do a billion when it comes out. And probably Endgame is going to hit another couple hundred million just for this re-release of the same film. But all these other movies like Moana did not do well. You know, what other movies have come out this year that did not do that well? I think Disney Plus is a great avenue for things like Handcrafted. Beyond the Attraction.
Yes, and that's originally what Disney Plus was supposed to be, like older movies and then like educational things.
Yes,
Disney
documentaries.
History.
Yes.
Yeah, and now, like, I forget. We were talking about something and about how I get confused with like Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen all the movies.
Right.
I've watched The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. I watched Book of Boba Fett. But they keep coming out with all these other little shows. And I'm just like, okay, so if another movie comes out, do I got to watch all these shows?
Right.
You know, to understand what's going on? Because I don't want to do that.
And then they cross things where they'll do like an animation series that is part of the whole big picture, but it's in animation.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of watching animation for Marvel and Star Wars. I will watch Marvel's What If.
Yeah.
I have watched Marvel's X-Men 97. But X-Men 97 goes back to when I used to watch that as on TV also. But yeah, some of these series, it's like, come on, how many more series are we going to release that are going to lead up to a movie that may just be when I go see it? Because name for me in Star Wars, what was the last great Star Wars movie that hit theaters? Because the last Force Awakens are probably the best one of the three that came out after that.
Yeah.
All the rest of them were just, the other two were I liked Rogue One, but you hated Rogue One, but you didn't understand
what Rogue One
was about.
Still don't like it. That was a one and done for me.
Yeah. But it was another one where the true Star Wars fans, they loved it because it connected those two stories for us.
Yes, the true Star Wars fans. But what I'm saying, if you have a moderate Star Wars fan, like myself, that knows what's going on, but do I got to know all of what's going on? Do I got to watch all these spinoff shows now? It's becoming a lot.
It is becoming a lot. And in The Mandalorian Grogu, there were some characters in there that were from the Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yeah, I'm like, who's that?
Yeah, you didn't know who they were, but I knew who they were, not because I watched those series, just because I knew who the characters were. It's very odd. I know, so next year, in 27, Star Wars is being re-released. The original movie is going back into theaters in the original format that Lucas did.
Right, for the 50th.
For the 50th. It's not going to be the remastered one where they put Jabba back in it, all the cutscenes, and they do all this stuff. It is going to be the original film that in 1977, which I've never seen in theaters.
Oh, me either.
And I will go see it simply because it's Star Wars. And
of
to see
you
that
will.
On the big screen to me is going to be a fantastic event to go to. But I'm a true Star Wars fan and have been my entire life.
Right.
But for some people, it'd be like, I saw it in 1977. What do I need to see it for again?
I just feel like there's too much going on. Like let's pick a lane.
I think they need to stop putting everything on streaming right away.
Right.
You know, remember when we were kids, a movie would come out in theaters.
Yeah.
And then you go to the VHS store. You go to the video store. It was 6 months at least.
At least. And those boxes were sold out. You remember, like, they would have, like, the DVD boxes or whatever up on the shelf, and you would see 20 boxes of one movie, and you had to look behind them to see if the tape was
Blockbuster
there.
Blockbuster was known for that. You would go see all the things, and then there'd be none in there
empty.
To rent.
There was no DVDs behind it.
I remember in 85... my dad went to Back to the Future and he had to reserve it.
Oh my
so
God.
He had to wait for it to come in. Then they would call and say, okay, we have one
have
in stock.
Copy,
come and
yeah.
get your copy. You have to get it by this time or we give it to somebody else.
Insane.
But it was 6 to 8 months after the film was in theaters.
Now it's like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. And now you could
less.
Own it. And you can own it in that period.
There's been times a movie came out and I get an email like I don't know how many weeks later. Like 4 weeks later, and they're already sending me a copy of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't this just come out?
And it's probably still at like a dollar theater.
Yeah. I don't get it. But yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but I do see the point about like pulling stuff off of streaming like that and making movies again.
And I think the studios will go back to making more money because if you told me Doomsday is only going to be in theaters and it's not going to be on Disney Plus till next September.
Yeah,
I'm going to go see it. I may go see it twice, knowing I'm not going to be able to see it again until next September because when some of the other Avengers movie came out, I went opening night and then we went like 2 weeks later to see it again.
Yeah.
So I think they would make more money that way with some of these, with the Star Wars and Marvel films. I think they would do well.
Yeah. I think so too, because then you have like your fanboys that will wait for this stuff and get all excited about it and do the fan nights like you guys used to do with the pins and the whatever, get
the coin,
the popcorn
or whatever
bucket and the special cup.
And that's what's gotten out of control is the popcorn buckets, because the theaters have finally realized, because theaters don't make much money off the film. They make it off their concessions.
That's why they're so expensive.
So they finally realized, oh, wait a minute, we could be selling these nice popcorn buckets like they do in the parks for these films, and we can make a fortune on this stuff too. And it's smart. It's smart on the theater side.
It is. It's just everything has gotten so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And coming from a person who's not super fond of change, this is one change that I really hate to see.
Yeah.
Just like I hate to see about how people don't go out. That's what it is. People don't go out to go shopping anymore. People don't need to go out to watch a movie. People don't have to go out to eat. You can have that delivered. There's like people are turning into couch potatoes. Yeah. And we're guilty of it too.
It's Wall-E.
It's Wall-E. I don't, and it's only going to get worse, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
I think some of us are very aware of it. And I think some people don't even realize they just go with the flow.
Yeah, they accepted the change. They just accepted this is the way life is. And I think a lot of it, too, became, well, this is a cheaper option now. You know, it's go out to dinner, you're going to have to get drinks, and you're going to have to leave a tip, you're going to have to do all this other stuff. But if I order carry out and I pick it up, well, I have stuff to drink at home, and I don't have to leave a tip, so I can just do that, and I save money. I can wait for it to be on streaming rather than take my family of four to the movies and spend $100, or I can just wait for the streaming service I already pay for and watch it when it comes out in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad, though, in hindsight, I'm glad and thankful for the memories that we have taken the boys to the movies.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe, you know, kids these days, they get to go to the show. They just went to see Toy Story, whatever.
Right.
But we had it as like, okay, do you remember like the summer movies? There would be like six blockbusters and we'd be like, okay, what movie's coming out in June? And July, around 4th of July, was always a big weekend. Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, something big would come out in August. And as kids, or even as parents, we would be like, okay, let's say we took the kids to the movies in June. We'd be like, okay, what's the next one? And we're like, we can't wait for July because this is coming out now. It's not like that anymore.
No, it's not like that at all. And you wait for those trailers on TV. Mm-hmm. Where now we go to YouTube, or we go to Twitter, or we go to to Facebook to see, oh, they dropped the trailer, and then I can watch it 17 times. But it used to be we had to wait for it to hit TV, and then we would watch it. We'd analyze every frame to try to see what stuff was about.
Or you'd go to walk out of the room, and you'd hear it, and you'd run back in.
Run back in, and mm-hmm. you have to catch it because you saw it. It wasn't like it is now. You know, we're very much of I need it now society.
Right, and everything's at your fingertips.
When we were kids, we went out and played or we went over our friend's house. Nowadays, kids play electronically over online. They don't go to each other's houses.
Why would you when I can stay home?
Exactly. I think it's just the times we're in. But yeah, WALL-E came out, and I know you weren't a fan of WALL-E.
I wasn't at the time.
And I don't even think it really matters if you're a fan of the movie, but the movie, the underlying story of the thing is that we got very lazy and we don't do anything and we let technology control everything for us.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because that movie came out years and years ago.
We were still in Michigan.
When the kids were really young.
Because we got to watch. I remember.
And it was one of the Disney movies, yep. of course, that we had to go see. And at the time, you know, you're like, oh God, that would never happen.
Yeah, at the time you thought, there's no way that would ever happen. And now we're like,
it's kind of happening. I mean, not to the point where we're like sitting in big pods with a TV in front of our face.
But what's 20 years from now?
God, I don't know.
I mean, because 10 years ago, it wasn't like this.
Yeah, I don't know. It just.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad.
And it doesn't matter what I think or what you think or whatever. I mean, things are going to press on how they're going to press on. And you have people that fight that change or want to hold on to stuff, something that just is, and it works. And it's like we lose more and more of that.
We do. And the powers that be are the big players who have all the money. They tell us what we're going to do.
Yeah, I know. It's so
You
crazy.
Know, we have no say. I mean, people are like, well, if you don't want to go to the movies or if you want to go to the movies, stop paying for your online stuff. Well, yeah, but if I stop paying for my online stuff, then I lose everything. You know, it's like
I lose my true crime. I can't do that.
But either way, if I stop paying for Disney Plus and I go to all the movies, Disney's still going to get my money or Touchstone or DreamWorks or whomever the film runs through. And now the theater's making money. It's just, I don't know. It's a racket. We're told how to maneuver through this and we can fight it a little bit, but eventually we have to give in because we can't change. We can't change the powers that be.
I'll tell you what, though. Just this conversation, like, has made me want to go to the mall so bad. Because we have, like, two shopping malls, maybe three, that still work here.
Yeah.
Back home, we have two that I can think of that are still, what's the word? Alive, okay?
Yeah. They still have stores in them that are
functioning. Yeah. And there's so many that malls have become a ghost town. It's like if you don't go to the movies, if you don't go to the mall, if you don't go out to dinner, that makes things get, you know, less and less and less.
And the mall was where the theater was a lot of times. So you'd go to I remember going to see a movie was a big deal. Yeah. Go to the mall, walk around for a little bit, see the movie. After the movie, either maybe go eat at the mall or walk around the mall a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not just go to the movies and leave and go home.
No.
It was an event. And I remember...
like an all-day thing.
I remember sometimes we would drive to Toledo, Ohio to the movie theater there because the Toledo Mall had a Chick-fil-A. So we would make a big deal because we didn't have Chick-fil-A in Michigan.
We didn't have Chick-fil-A then.
And this is before we had Chick-fil-A like we do here at any time we wanted. But we used to drive to that mall.
I loved that
Chick-fil-A
mall.
Chick-fil-A for lunch. Then we go see the movie that was playing at that theater.
Go to the
Disney store. They had a Disney
store
in that mall. They got to know us.
Yes, they did.
People worked in that one knew us because I'd buy my Vinylmations there.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we would drive home. But it was a 45-minute drive there. Spend the afternoon there, 45-minute drive home. It was a full-day event.
And the kids loved it. We loved it. I mean, those are good memories. Mm-hmm.
It was a full day of making memories and not everybody on their devices and not everybody, even though
just
people
walking around together.
Yeah. People in houses, we're all in the house together, but how much are we all communicating with one another
except what's
for dinner?
That's pretty much what our kid does. What's for dinner?
You know,
or he comes down to check on the dog or he comes down to get water or Dr. Pepper, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what society is going towards and it's sad that it's getting that way, but. Again,
go to the mall, guys. Go out to eat. Go.
Let's
see a
shut
movie.
Down Amazon. Wait a minute. Jeff Bezos is knocking on my
door. No, but
right
the
now.
Thing is, okay, sidebar before we're done.
Yeah.
Like, I am learning more about Amazon and about how, like, a lot of people, this is how naive I am. A lot of people I know, by the way.
That are probably listening to the show
they
right
may.
Now. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Buy a bunch of stuff on Amazon and then only a handful of it actually works for you and then you send it back.
They make it so easy. Amazon is like Walmart returns. They will take anything back. No questions asked. Only it's even easier because you can go to Kohl's to return it or you drop it off at the UPS store.
It's just like, but like we were talking the other night that I don't have good luck with that stuff. I kind of would rather just go to the mall and hold something up to me to see if it would fit or try it on.
Well, yeah, but that was your thing for years. You hated trying on stuff. So you would buy it, bring it home, and then if it didn't fit, we had to go back. But you never had a problem going back to the mall.
No, heck no. Why would I?
But and it's kind of like the same thing, though. If you buy online and it doesn't fit, well, you got to take a return, and then you got to wait for the new one to arrive. But it's waiting. You don't get that instant gratification of buying it and taking it home right then and there.
True.
So
okay, well, there's our little trip down memory lane, and why it's all going away, but yeah, I do see the point of what they were saying. Okay, so it's been an hour, and I'm done. We filled the hour.
We did fill the hour.
You're
and
welcome.
Now it's 8 o'clock, and we got to figure out what we're gonna do. For
I'm
dinner.
Starving, so let's wrap this up.
Okay, let me run through our sponsors. Our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse and the House of Mouse Expo, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Make your money and time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove services from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail from the best free travel agents in the business. Visit any of their banners on our website. Click on that. You'll be taken to their website. Fill out a small, quick form of what you're looking for, and one of their travel advisors will reach out to you, and they'll help you. And the best part about MEI Mouse Fan Travel, it's free for you, 100%. Our official transportation partner of the Main Street Mouse is the Genie Transportation Services. Their trusted Orlando car service offers safe private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but never least, our official stroller and scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers. Make your Disney vacation stress-free with Kingdom Strollers Orlando's trusted stroller scooter rental company. Delivering clean, comfortable strollers and scooters right to your resort or wherever you're staying. Skip the hassle and travel light so you can focus on making magical memories. Visit kingdomstrollers.com. Any one of our sponsors, please let them know you heard about them on the Main Street Mouse so that you supporting them helps support us, and we appreciate that so much. So thank you so much for any support you guys give us. And that's all I have to say. I'll let Michelle close out the show.
Okay. I am going to mention it. House of Mouse Expo is next weekend. Next weekend, you guys, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. HouseOfMouseExpo.com. Please take a look. If you cannot come to the show, please like, share, comment on any of our posts because that's what helps us get the word out. And House of Mouse Expo is put on like by us. We're not a big corporation. So any little bit you do to help our little business is appreciated. And that's the same for Lost Princess and the Main Street Mouse. We appreciate you all so, so much. And on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead. And we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?